as we know, HICWA is planning to visit most of the health centres and dispensaries, etc., over the next couple of years, and they've drawn up guidelines. And I'm afraid Dunfermline certainly won't meet the standards on a number of conditions, which include health and safety, disability access, and hygiene standards. So I'm afraid I'm pretty sure that Dunfermline dispensary will fail the HICWA tests.
And effectively then that will mean the dispensary will have to close and have services located and centralised in Queensland.
That's right. Fear is that once closed, the HSC may decide not to reopen Dunfermline, which would be a tragedy.
You have spent quite a while pushing the HSC, pushing the powers that be to get the level of investment that Dunfermline needs. Are you getting any indication from them that that investment will be forthcoming?
Well, there's some movement on it. The HSC locally, the Estates Committee and so on, are going to come down and assess whether the premises can be upgraded, and if so, at what cost. But apparently they say that there's little or no money for this. So it's that's where the battle is, I think. It's trying to get some funding allocated to the dispensary.
Over the next number of weeks, people in Dunfermline and the surrounding area will have various politicians, candidates, canvassers, etc., calling at their doors. Perhaps the right time to hold a public meeting and seek to get some publicity and highlight this particular issue.
This seems to be the perfect time coming up to an election and so on. And I would urge all my patients and everybody who has an interest to lobby their political representatives. We have planned a meeting in the Osman Centre at 8 o'clock on Wednesday night. It's a public meeting, and I hope our representatives will be there and as many people as possible can make it, because the more fuss we make, the more likely we are to get action at this particular time in the election cycle.